505, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. We are holding steady at 100 degrees. That's going to be with us tomorrow as well. We've got some thunderstorms, though, that'll be here late tomorrow and then through the next couple of days. So that may cool it off just a little bit. There is peace as we speak, a ceasefire between Israel and Iran. President Trump did what presidents for the last 20 years talked about and never did. And that was taking action to ensure that Iran does not have a nuclear weapon. My opinion, only President Trump could do it. And thank God that he did. Congressman John McGuire is a lot of things. He's a former Navy SEAL. He's my congressman. He's also my friend. And he has been a big part of President Trump's team trying to do the right things for the American people. And I'm always thrilled when he's got some time to join us. John McGuire, Congressman McGuire, thank you for being here, my friend.
Jeff Katz, it's good to be here. There's all kinds of bombs flying around. But but I tell you, the grace of God, our service members got in undetected, got the job done, got out undetected. Everybody's home safe. But obviously, we have 40,000 service members in the Middle East in CENTCOM, and so they are in harm's way right now. So that's why we need a message of unity for our troops.
I agree with you 110% there. It is a time for everybody, I would think, to come together, salute the great actions that everyone has taken so far, but make sure that those troops, especially the forward troops, know we're standing with them. And it seems like we're getting some mixed signals from some of the folks in the House and the Senate.
Yeah, today on the floor, the Democrats actually put in a motion to impeach President Trump. And, of course, We killed that real quick. We tabled it. But you think about it. There's so much hypocrisy up here. I'll give you an example. Senator Kaine, under Obama, put in legislation to give him more war power. And now Senator Kaine is putting legislation in to limit President Trump's war power. And if that's not hypocrisy, I'll let your audience decide, but I don't know what else is. And, of course, we've been to war in our country 11 times in our history, but we've had 125 actions, military actions. And you may remember Obama sent cruise missiles into seven different countries. In fact, he sent a cruise missile into a foreign country and killed an American citizen. And then, of course, when President Trump takes out a threat, which, by the way, every president I've heard of for 40 years has talked about wanting to stop or prevent Iran from having a nuclear weapon, but we had President Trump's the only real leader that could actually stop it. And so he's got the strength of character and the leadership to get that mission done. And of course, rules for thee, not for me, right?
That's right. That's right. Well, I got news for you, John. This is such an important step, and you're right. I mean, it's 40 years, really, I don't know if Jimmy Carter ever weighed in on, but 40 years for sure that every American president, Democrat or Republican, said we're going to make sure that Iran doesn't get that nuclear weapon, and they did nothing. And here President Trump comes in, and it was just so clear from the beginning. This is somebody who says what he does what he says. There's never any question about it when he says he's going to do something.
Yeah, and you know, I know I see President Trump at least once a week. I know his heart, yeah. And he's the last person that wants to put boots on the ground or go to war. He wants peace, yeah. But he realized this was an imminent threat. And you know, Iran is a state sponsor of terror. They've killed 1,000 U.S. service members and civilians.
Yep.
And their proxies have maimed and blown off legs and arms in multiple countries. And what's interesting is all of Iran's allies in the Middle East, none of them have said anything or come to Iran's aid because they know, as Trump said, they're the bully of the Middle East. And I think all of those countries, even the ones that aren't, you know, fans of America, are celebrating that the bully in the Middle East doesn't have a nuclear weapon.
That's right.
Congressman John McGuire is joining us. Congressman McGuire represents the 5th District here in our beloved Commonwealth. We're talking about what can only be described as a monumental success on the part of President Trump. John, you mentioned those other folks in the Middle East. You know, there are people saying, well, Israel wanted this, Israel wanted that. Okay, I get that. But as you rightly point out, other nations, the leaders of other nations, they're all thrilled that Iran now does not have a development program for nuclear weapons. Saudi Arabia is safer today. The entire world is safer today, thanks to President
Trump. That's right.
Yeah. So what comes next with the ceasefire? President Trump says you guys have to behave yourself. We got to get this all worked out. Is it Steve Witkoff, who's the Middle East envoy, headed over there?
Yes, and you know the thing about this ceasefire is, you know, obviously you can see it's fragile. They traded some blows today early, and as you probably heard, President Trump wasn't too happy about it. but you know, it's fragile and it's difficult. But he's got the strength of character, the strength of leadership, I believe, to get that peace in the Middle East. And I think even the stock market responded well today because they believe that President Trump is the type of leader that's going to get it done. He's the kind of guy that gets it done. And so he wants peace, and he wants a better America, America first, but he also wants peace in the world. And so it's such an honor to serve in this time, represent Virginia's 5th Congressional District, almost 800,000 people, be their voice up here in Washington, helping President Trump with his America first agenda.
Tell me, could there be another round of Abrahamic Accords? The first time that President Trump was in office, he brought together such disparate factions. Nobody thought it could be done. He did it. It seems to me that this could very well lay the groundwork for an even more expansive Abraham Accord.
I totally agree with that. I think that's totally going to happen. I remember in his first term, you know, if you remember, since the moment he came down the escalator, they have tried to bankrupt him, arrest him, shoot him. I mean, everything he does, they come after him. If he cured cancer, they would say, what's wrong with cancer? And as Margaret Thatcher said, if he walked on water, they'd say he couldn't swim. They've hampered him or tried to hamper him every step of the way. But in his first term, he did more in 4 years than any president did in 8 years. And, you know, every president in my lifetime says they want to get a peace treaty in the Middle East. And they got zero. Yeah. And President Trump got two. And another president, I won't mention his name, got the Nobel Peace Prize just from getting elected. I would say that President Trump, if anybody, deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. And I think that you're going to see, when you have peace and prosperity in the Middle East over the next few years based on this president's actions, hopefully they'll wake up. But, you know, the more they hamper him and try to tie his hands and feet, the more successful he is. But I think that we're definitely on track for a greater peace treaty in the Middle East.
You mentioned the Nobel Peace Prize. I can't think of anyone more deserving than President Trump. I thought it was interesting that it was Pakistan the other day that officially nominated him. And I'm not holding out any hope, John. I just think that the left and these the elitists and some bad people, I think they have such contempt for him, and by extension, contempt for you, contempt for me. I don't think they would ever give it to him. But my gosh, I just can't think of anybody who is more deserving of it today than President Trump.
I know. I saw that. And by the way, you know, he put an executive order last week that had my language in it. And for me to be able to work with President Trump on an executive order as a freshman is a huge honor. It's a very important one. It's going to help us keep our soldiers and our law enforcement men and women, not just at the border, but all over the world, safer. Yep. And you remember when we had the commanders at Langley Air Force Base hesitating to shoot down drones?
That's right.
I've been working on that for about 5 months, and my team and I, and working with the president and his administration, we've got a very effective solution. And I ended up in the White House, you know, side by side President Trump, talking about it for a while. And after we finished that discussion, 2 days later, he endorsed me. I'm the first Republican in the United States he endorsed for re-election next year. Wow. And then last week, he put out an executive order with that language in there. So I was like, Yeah, what an amazing honor it is to be a freshman, but still contribute to, you know, what's impacting us on the world stage.
It is incredible. I remind everybody, Congressman John McGuire is here, and I know I'm supposed to call him Congressman, but I've known him as John forever and a day. But he represents the 5th District here. He represents me, does a phenomenal job. I am thrilled that he's my congressman. I'm thrilled that President Trump has already endorsed him for re-election. We talk about some of the activities in the district. I follow your social media stuff, and you are everywhere in the 5th District. I don't know how much time you have in your day. The rest of us only have about 24 hours.
Well, you know, it's a lot of fun. I love people, and I love solving problems. And I've got a great team. You know, my team does casework. And so you can imagine a situation where the IRS may have overcharged you $800, and you can't get them on the phone, you can't get them on email, and my team does casework. And they've already returned $1.4 million back into the pockets of the people in the district, whether it be Social Security claim, a Veterans Administration claim. But last week was particularly fun. And what I mean by that is I had, you know, 6 to 7 meetings in the district per day. So I would go to a police station, and then I would ask my team, how much time until I have to be at the community college? And they would say 15 minutes. And so I would tell my team, well, you know what, that's enough time to put up a 4x8 Winsome Sears for governor sign. And my team would say, there's no way you could do that. But I always did. I was never late. So I would go to a meeting, put up a Winsome Sears sign, go to a meeting, put up a Winsome Sears sign in a suit and tie or a blazer, whatever I was wearing that day.
Yep.
But we managed to, in a week, we put signs up, big 4x8 signs, in every county, city, and town. That's 24 county, cities, and towns in Virginia's 5th Congressional District. So we're trying to, you know, be a team player. Yep. And that's what I did for Governor Glenn Youngkin. You know, I can't put everybody's sign up, but when Governor Youngkin ran, I put up his 4x8 signs everywhere. He's the top of the ticket. And so I've been doing that for Winsome Sears. And it's, you know, I would just go knock on a door of a business or a home and say, hey, this is, I'm your congressman. I would love to put up a Winsome Sears 4x8 sign here on your property, if that's okay. And I think just about everyone said, absolutely. So Winsome Sears is gaining steam in the 5th Congressional District for sure.
Yeah, well, Winsome Sears is a marvelous woman. She absolutely has my unfettered support. There are no reservations about that. I think she'll do a great job and continue the great work that the Governor Youngkin has done.
Yeah, the alternative is pretty bad. Oh. You know, as far as, you know, you remember Governor Northam when he had the police are bad,
yep,
criminals are good, and nobody cares about their victims.
That's
and the right. Crime rates went up. You know, taxes, infringements on our civil liberties. You think about the Second Amendment,
yep,
and of course, right to work is on the ballot this November.
Yeah.
So I would ask people, if you want to live, work, and raise your family in peace,
yep,
and I say the peace part because putting dangerous criminals back on the street, you know, and not cooperating with ICE agents and these radical, divisive ideologies just make our communities less safe.
Yeah. It is a stark choice. It's a stark contrast. You talked about it for years that we didn't want Virginia to become California, and the choice between Winsome Sears and Abigail Spanberger, it could not possibly be clearer. One way we keep the Virginia way, we keep the momentum of Governor Youngkin, and the other way, well, frankly, we become California East. I don't want that. Congressman John McGuire joining us a couple more seconds here, represents the 5th District. John, you mentioned the constituent service. I know firsthand how effective your staff is, but for folks who maybe need a little help, maybe they did get that IRS letter, or gosh, they got this question about the passport or something else, what's the best way for them to interact with your team?
Sure. Real quick, though, I want you to know I went to Dulles Airport today, but just before votes,
yeah,
and we got our second constituent home from Israel. And this particular young man was in a bomb shelter where an Iranian ballistic missile hit the bomb shelter next to his and killed some folks. But by the grace of God, he was okay. But he said it was the bomb attacks or the rocket attacks were shaking his shelter. But his dad was there and his brothers were there, and they were so happy at the airport. But that's the second one we got home, and it was an honor. Okay, so if you guys, if your listeners would like, if they need help with constituent services, I have a website, and it's mcguire.house.gov. And I do have a phone number as well. I don't know if folks have time to write it down.
Yep.
But it's 434-791-2596.
Okay.
But that's on the website, so mcguire.house.gov.
Excellent. Well, we're going to make sure we get that up there and share that. I will tell you, I appreciate everything that you do for this district every single day. I think you're doing an amazing job. I am appreciative, obviously, to President Trump for everything that he's doing. And I'm just so proud that you are my congressman and you're serving me and you're working with him. I just couldn't think of a better combination.
Well, I wouldn't be here without the grace of God and everyone's prayers and everybody's votes and advice. So any prayers or advice, appreciate it. And if I could be of help to you folks, I promise you no one's going to outwork me.
There's no doubt about it. I appreciate you being here, brother. That is John McGuire, Congressman John McGuire. He represents the 5th District of our beloved Commonwealth. He is my congressman. And I will tell you, he does a great job. He is an amazing man, period. And then to watch his work in public service through the years, whether it was as a Navy SEAL or part of the state government and now as a member of Congress, I'm just very proud of everything that he's accomplished and everything he does for our community. He's a good dude. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 5:36, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. Hey, the temperature has dropped. Woof. Get a sweater. It's 98 as we speak. Tomorrow, just FYI, we're going to be back up to we're going to be back up to that 100-degree mark. And then we've got some thunderstorms rolling in. But you know what's looking good? The long-range forecast for Independence Day, looking good, which means that a lot of us are going to be enjoying some special food. I mentioned to you, burgers and hot dogs, I think, are always great, but there's some other things that you might want to work into the mix. I am thrilled that both Tom Leonard and TJ Leonard, my friends, are joining us with a few suggestions, a few ideas, maybe give us a little insight into what they've got over there at Tom Leonard's Farmers Market that would work perfectly on your table either this weekend or next weekend with Independence Day coming up. Gentlemen, welcome. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks for having us on.
Oh, I am thrilled that that you could make time for us. So Tom, I know we're going to be chatting with you, and we've got TJ who's going to be joining us. I guess he had a tech issue he dropped, but he's going to be back. So give us some idea. Independence Day, I know everybody thinks about burgers.
Yeah.
Well,
burgers, you know what's really exciting? You know what's really exciting about this time of the year, Jeff, is we're going almost all local. And, you know, the product's fantastic. I walked through the store this morning with TJ and Andy, and I thought the place looks absolutely terrific. It's my favorite time of the year because the Hanover tomatoes are in now. Oh. We've got some sweet corn in now. Of course, we have tomahawks for you, which you like the steaks. I know that.
Yep.
I know there's lobster tails on special TJ's doing and shrimp and filet mignons. So it's a real exciting time. We think it's going to be a big holiday.
I love that. Now, you mentioned the Hanover tomatoes. I don't know about you, Tom. I dream about them the rest of the year. And when they do finally come in, I'm thinking, you just give me a bushel and a big jug of Duke's mayo and I'll be good. I don't know.
I love them too.
I don't know that anybody else.
Yeah, I love them too. I mean, it's a great time of the year. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm trying to put together, you know, something for next week that is just going to be a little different than the burgers and the hot dogs. Although I do want to do burgers and hot dogs. What are you thinking about? What about TJ? What are you guys thinking about for Independence Day? What are we going to find you cooking?
Well, you know, one of the things, and it's going to sound a little crazy when I say this, but one of the things that somebody showed me years ago that I think we're going to be doing here at our house is that, you know, you buy the whole filet mignon that's on special. I think it's going on at $13.99 for the holiday, which is probably saved $5 or $6 a pound with it. But our butchers custom cut them for free right in front of you. So no matter, you know, you want thick ones, thin ones, whatever. But one of the things that I learned is they cut them. It's called a bun filet, and they cut it about the same width as a hamburger. And if you throw them on the grill and stick them in a hamburger bun, it's a knockout.
Oh, I love the sound of that. That yeah. sounds world class.
Well, I'm waiting for TJ to come on because he's running it over there and knows more about what's going on than I do, actually, Jeff. But, he's here.
Here he is.
He made it. You know, that younger generation.
Yeah, he's the younger, good-looking guy now. TJ, I appreciate you joining us. I was just talking with your dad a little bit about some of the stuff you've got going on over there at Tom Leonard's Farmers Market in Short Pump, some of the specials. And I'm curious, because you're a great chef. You're known for that. What are you thinking, in addition to the traditional hamburgers and hot dogs, what else are you thinking for Independence Day?
Well, you know, for my last birthday last year, my wife Sarah got me this beautiful smoker. Ooh. And I'm going to be doing brisket and pork butts on the smoker this 4th of July.
Oh.
You know, my barbecue is I think pretty darn good, but
yep.
You know, I was trained by one of my dad and my good friends who happens to be a Virginia state champion barbecuer. So we're going to be doing that over here at our house for Independence Day.
Okay.
With corn and of course, you know, local produce season's wide open. We've got Hanover tomatoes now. Can't go wrong with them.
No, sir. No, sir. I was just mentioning to your dad that I dream about those Hanover tomatoes the rest of the year. And then when they're finally in, I could take a bushel and a jar of Duke's mayo and just secrete myself for a couple of hours, and I would be very, very happy.
Well, I'll make sure Andy brings in an extra bushel for you this holiday.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That's good stuff. Now, what else are you running on special right about now? We mentioned the corn. This is all sweet corn. It's local corn?
Triple sweet, local corn. We are the only place in town that has our corn picked fresh every single morning and delivered before we open. You would literally have to own the farm to get it any fresher than the corn that we have. My dad jokes around and says it's so sweet. It's so fresh it whistles when the girls go by.
I could believe that. It is good stuff. Now, when I'm cooking corn, now you got to tell me how much of a bite should it have? Because you know, some people it seems like they boil it and it just becomes mush. What's the ideal prep time?
So I throw my grill on the corn. I have a good friend of mine who's a chef, and. Years ago, I said, you know, I always loved grilled corn. I never knew how to do it. And he pulled it out of the husk and he threw it on the grill and he said, turn it a couple times. Boom, grilled corn. And it's never gone wrong yet. You know, I cooked some this past Friday with my dad at the house. Dad, was it any good?
Yeah, fantastic. But Jeff, the secret to the corn is to get it from the farm to the store as fast as possible.
Right.
And, you know, when you go into supermarkets, you know, and you look at them in the husk, you can see the husk is dried out. And it's regardless what it was like when it got picked, it's not that fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And so we go every day. And my father used to say every single day, he built a business on it, of having that corn delivered fresh. Now, what we do, and I did it today when I went through the store, TJ was showing me all the corn displays and what we were doing. I just ripped one open and just took a bite out of it without even cooking it because you don't want to do too much of it, but you know, a couple bites and you could tell how sweet the corn is. It's fantastic right now.
I love that. I love that. All right. So we've got the sweet corn local. We've got the Hanover tomatoes. What about that main course? TJ, you mentioned you're doing brisket and pork butts. Your dad suggested these filet burgers. Get the whole filet mignon, which apparently is that on special right now?
It's on special. But you know what? It's really going to knock it out of the park, Jeff. I took your text the other day to heart. We've got cold water Maine lobster tails for $4.99. Yeah, so they're ready for you. I know you're looking for them the other day. We've got them.
Wow. All right. Well, I'm gonna swing by and get some of those. What else have you got on special? Because people might be hearing this going, yeah, that sounds good to Jeff, or that's TJ's favorite or Tom's favorite. I want something else. What else is available right now at Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market?
I'll tell you, it's unbelievable, Jeff, what's going on with watermelons. TJ, tell them about it.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure if you're aware, Jeff, but I worked for a big box retailer for years, and I met this fantastic grower who has fields in Florida, Georgia, and North Carolina. And he grows these, he calls them honkers, 30-pound red seedless watermelons. Some of these, it takes two guys to put them on the stands, and they're $7, $6.99. I mean, it's the best price in Richmond for a watermelon.
God.
These things are super sweet. We've been cutting them all week. They're out of this world, and this wow. grower is fantastic. We'll have yellow watermelons on the 1st.
Okay.
They'll be local, along with the rest of the watermelons will be local right around the 1st of July, so they'll be here just in time for Independence Day.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Now, what about some of the baked items? Because we have come to realize that we don't know who your baker is, but boy, they're really good.
We just started making, at my request, honey buns.
Be still my heart. Oh,
yep. Scratch made. They are fantastic. And yeah, you can't go wrong with them.
I love it. I love it. Well, I want to get everybody over there. Obviously, you got a lot of great specials going on. You've given us a lot of great ideas. Some of the stuff just sort of out of the ordinary that people ought to be looking at. Tomahawks, your dad mentioned, and the lobster tail. Again, I just want to be clear. You did say $4.99 per lobster tail, right?
Isn't that crazy?
It's I don't know if you should be saying in front of your dad, because he's probably looking at the spreadsheet going, that's a little low.
There goes my retirement.
Exactly. You'll be back in the watermelon section before the day is over, Mr. Leonard. But it sounds great to me. Guys, I thank you so much for dropping by. I'm going to see you both soon, I know, but I want everybody to get over there. Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market in Short Pump. Deals like you wouldn't believe. They've got the tomahawks in for Independence Day. Lobster tails, $4.99. I don't think I've ever heard anything like that. These amazing watermelons, the local sweet corn, the Hanover tomatoes. Guys, gals, I'm telling you. Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market in Short Pump. You should go now. I mean, it'll be fresh and nice. And if you want to do a prep weekend, you know, prepare stuff this weekend, sample it, then go back and get it fresh again for Independence Day. Good stuff. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Now, what's the weather like out there? It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot. Hot in this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crotch pot cooking.
Can you tell me what it feels like?
Fool, what is hot? I told you again. Were you born on the sun? It's damn hot.
Any questions? Crotch pot cooking. Man. Now I've got that image. And well, all right. Oh, somebody's got a great question here. Coming in on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I apologize, I didn't see it until now. Could you ask TJ Leonard or Tom Leonard how to choose a ripe watermelon? Well, I'll tell you what, 804, I will text both TJ and Tom and get a little insight on that, the best way to choose the ripe watermelon. And if you make sure you are tuned in tomorrow, I will share it with you. Jeff, have you ever tried peanut butter and tomato? I have not. And if everything goes according to plan, I will not. And I just, no, I can't do that. I love my Hanover tomatoes. And the only thing that I think should ever be put on a Hanover tomato besides my teeth is a little bit of salt and some Duke's mayo, and then I am all good to go. Yeah, I really am. It's interesting to hear the story coming out of Chesterfield County. 14 illegal aliens picked up by ICE at the Chesterfield County Courthouse, to which I say, good. Good. I'm happy to hear that. I don't hate anybody. I just happen to believe in the rule of law. And I think you're supposed to do the right things. And if, in fact, you are breaking the law, then you need to be held accountable. I believe personally that what is happening in a lot of places is that they are seeing ICE operate in exactly the way that ICE has always been supposed to operate. But for 4 years during the reign of President Otto Penn, they didn't do anything. I mean, I have chatted with people all across America. Law enforcement have said for 4 years they made the calls to ICE like they always had. And ICE just said, well, we're not really in that business these days.
Come on, man.
So, well, that's the truth. They just didn't show up. Now you've got a situation where they're out there doing their job. Did you see the latest numbers coming in on illegal border crossings? They are essentially non-existent. It is the first time, well, since the last time that President Trump was president, that those numbers are where they are. We'll chat with our good pal, Tony Pham. I don't know exactly when Tony is scheduled. Tony's going to be with us now, like every week or every other week, something like that. Next week, I got to tell you, we have Brad Thor joining us. We are long overdue for a Brad Thor visit. Brad will be with us. A new Scott Horvath novel is coming out. It's going to be the perfect beach read. Look forward to chatting with him about that. Tomorrow afternoon, we have one-third of the GOP state ticket joining us. That's John Reed, who is the GOP nominee for lieutenant governor. We also have Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, who is the nominee for governor, who's going to be with us. And Jason Meagher, as you know, was on with Rich Herrera on Monday. And Jason will be with us, I don't know, maybe next week or thereabouts. But they're all good folks. I'm telling you right now, that is a three-fer right there. Three for three, as far as I'm concerned, hitting it out of the park. Again, I'm still looking for suggestions. Any recommendations you might have for laptop repair, please let me know. You can text me. Yeah, seriously, 833-804-1140. Tomorrow morning, Rich Herrera will be here at 6 a.m. Have a fantastic evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.